Keeping it wokey, artichokies. Welcome back to Fishbowl. I'm Bob. That's the fish Beezy over there, who we will get to in a moment. But first, yeah, if you saw this pop up a little early, it's Friday night. We are going early, mostly because I want to get last night out of the system. If you take away from last night the beginning, the middle, and the end, if you're willing to omit those simple components from last night's show, then I'll say it was all right, as long as you take out the beginning, the middle, and the end. But the nice thing about going five nights a week, as soon as we do tonight, then last night is forgotten and nobody cares anymore, so let's just go for it. Let's just proceed with reckless abandon on a Friday night. Question one from Fish Beezy reads as follows. Where do you rank Governor Jay Inslee's chance of becoming president? Yeah, Washington State's governor, he announced this morning. He's got a commercial. It's on YouTube. You can watch it. He's got a message. Climate first. I give Jay Inslee, that he just has no star power. I don't see how he gets any national traction. I give Jay Inslee's chances 1%. Next question. 1% for Washington State Governor Jay Inslee. I just don't see it. Yes, he's the first governor in. Yes, he has a long history of public service, but John Hickenlooper, the governor of Colorado, he's about to get in too. So there'll be more governors. Would you like to take a moment? This is question two. Would you like to take a moment to apologize to Tesla's Elon Musk? Because last night I mocked when the Model 3, the $35,000 Tesla is going to come out. No, I don't want to apologize to Elon Musk. He doesn't exactly have worlds. I mean, the cars are awesome. The rockets are awesome. The tunnel under LA, I'm still not sure about. But as far as the cult of Elon and his record of producing cars on time, by the time this thing comes out, there's never, ever, ever going to be a $35,000 Tesla. It's going to be 3-4 years from now. Just look at the track record of Tesla. That's what it says. I think you've got a better chance of going on OkCupid, marrying a Native American, getting a job booking an Indian casino, and actually sign up the actual band Tesla for a 5-man acoustical jam. You could accomplish all those things before you can buy a $35,000 Tesla. You can go to the brickyard and buy one brick at a time and build an entire TV station, one said brick at a time, just so you can book the Long Island Medium to talk to the actual ghost of Tesla before you can buy a $35,000 Tesla. Is that an apology? The cars are awesome. It just takes a while. It takes a while. Next question. Who gave a hotter CPAC performance, Diamond in Silk or Dr. Sebastian Gorka? Well, Diamond in Silk, they are Fox News regulars, and they give every Fox News viewer the opportunity to say, I'm not racist, I like Diamond in Silk. But Dr. Sebastian Gorka, if memory serves me correctly, did he not get his doctorate from the University of Minnesota Duluth Halloween store located just slightly off campus? I'm going with the good doctor, Sebastian Gorka. Stalin's paradise, he was talking about. The Democrats want to steal your hamburgers or something. It was bizarre, but go figure, it's Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Of course it's bizarre. Is there anything you did in America that you don't do in Mexico? Is there anything you did in America that you don't do in Mexico? Well, I haven't smoked any weed since I got here, so hooray, hooray, and that's going on almost 2 weeks now. The only other thing I don't do, You'll never find me walking anywhere in the United States of America without headphones in or headphones on, whether I'm doing the over ear or the ear, whether the cans or the earbud, one or the other, if I'm going for a walk. Here in Mexico, no headphones for me. Just as a stranger in a strange land, I feel like I need to utilize all my senses, but honestly, those are the only behaviors that I've changed. Is running a half marathon an accomplishment? No. No. Not unless... Do you only have one leg? If you have one leg, then running a half marathon is an accomplishment. But no, that's nothing. Yo, it's me, Fish B. What up, Fish Biscuit? What's up, Fish Kembe Mutombo? Why are people throwing cheese at babies? I don't know, Fish B, but it's funny. I'm not a big fan of these Twitter and Instagram trends, but my kids are lucky. I want to get out there tonight. I might go out tonight and make another baby just so I can throw a slice of cheese at its face. It sounds wrong on the face of it, but it's really not. You're not hurting a baby. You're just, you know, the baby is surprised. The cheese sticks to its face. It's funny. It's funny. If you have a baby, get in the game. Get in the cheese throwing game if you got one of those babies. Those things are there for your enjoyment. You know? I mean, they're going to cost you $1 million by the time they're 18. At least have some fun now while they're a baby. Throw some cheese at it. Oh, hold on. Sorry, I dropped something there. It's back. Next question. Are you going to keep it Brockmire this weekend? I don't know if I'm going. I haven't decided yet if I'm going out tonight or tomorrow. It depends how I'm feeling after the show. But one of these nights, I'm going to go out to this dive bar. All of the reviews are in Spanish except for one, but supposedly this place is the stuff of legend. It's just kind of crazy. Supposedly the only bar on the planet that you can compare this bar where I'm going to go to this weekend is the bar from the Star Wars movie. So I will report back on Monday and let you know exactly what I saw at this place. We'll see what happens. But it sounds intriguing, right? If that's the only comparison one can make, and again, I could have Google translated all the other reviews, but that was the one in English, so I'm going to go with that. That sounds like the kind of place I'd at least like to see. When in Rome, as they say, or when in Tijuana, you know, you be a Tijuana. Next question. Oh, we've already done that one. Last question, as always, comes from Isaiah, the tiny player, the executive producer. Isaiah writes, what were the odds last night that Fish B gave Grandpa Joe Biden of being president 45? 32.45% for Grandpa Joe. A little high, I thought, but that's where Fish B has the odds, and he's from another dimension. I say we trust him. And with that, let's go with Paleta Bola de Fuego, which for those of you that aren't fluent in Spanish like me, or at least fluent in the paddle ball of fire, that's what it's called. First things first, Spencer Dinwiddie. I've never heard of him before today, but apparently he's the point guard for the New Jersey Nets in the NBA, and NBA contracts are so lucrative. This guy, when he retires, he's dead fucking serious. He wants to spend $100 million to build an actual functioning Iron Man suit, but he says he won't put any weapons on it unless Armageddon comes. He's serious. He realizes it could cost him $100 million, but Spencer Dinwiddie says he's in on the Iron Man suit, which compared to the dumb shit other NBA players say, like Flat Earth, Kyrie Irving, and anyway, addicted parrots are raiding poppy farms. Hey, that's fun. That makes sense on a bunch of levels. Addicted parrots are raiding poppy farms. That's the story. Catherine Hellman died. That's sad. She was the redhead. She was the grandma on Who's the Boss, or as they say in France, qui est le patron? And also on a show, Soap, which I believe is so old that I've never even seen it. I don't remember hearing it. Puppy yoga. It's a thing. If you like yoga and you like puppies, you can do it. I'd rather throw cheese at a baby. I'm going to go to the store before I go out tonight and get some slices of cheese, just in case the unlikely event I see a baby. Now I'm going to unwrap that slice of American cheese. I'm going to throw it at that baby's head. It's going to stick and ha, ha, ha. And because it's Friday, I want to thank the entire team at bobsfishbowl.com, which would be, of course, Frank, Susie, Meredith, Isaiah, Victor Wetzelberg, Nelly Belly, the whole team. And lastly, also because it's Friday, I want to remind you to be safe this weekend. If you can't be safe, at least be lucky. Till Monday, we'll see how the Star Wars bar goes. You know I love you. Adios. Bye-bye.